obviously this debate is permeating, you know, the political sector in all kinds of ways. In fact, I'm just now looking at the latest issue of Reason magazine, which is, you know, a libertarian type bent.
Yep.
And they have a cover story, How to Slash Government Before It Slashes You. And it's 3D. They've got a knife.
There you go.
Coming out of the cover. It's,
is Jason Voorhees coming out of the centerfold or something?
I got to say, it's frightening. and so this is sort of the climate. And what's intriguing to me is that it's playing out, you know, in large ways and in very small ways. And so at Consumer Product Safety Commission put out sort of a standard issue press release last week saying, they've voted to create this new Office of Education, Global Outreach, and Small Business Ombudsman, which sounds like they had a whole bunch of different things they wanted to do and could only figure on getting one office for it, so they stuck it all in there. But anyway, but there wasn't complete agreement on this. There was one commissioner, and CPSC, of course, has Democratic commissioners and Republican commissioners like other independent agencies like this. And one of the Republican commissioners, Ann Northrup, really took issue with this, and in ways that I think she chose to highlight things that you wouldn't necessarily expect. In other words, she said basically flat out, we shouldn't do this because we shouldn't be starting any government organization or agency of any kind right now.
Yeah.
So it went well beyond the sort of, hey, this is a bad idea, and I'm guessing she probably wouldn't have voted in favor of this thing anyway. But the way she chose to frame this was as, now is no time to start anything new in government. We should be cutting back.
You know, and it's all well and good to say that, but you know, we've seen on Capitol Hill, in fact, folks from DOD were up on Capitol Hill today, and part of the debate is over GIFCOM and whether GIFCOM should be around, primarily because is this where we need to be spending our money? You try and make cuts, and then everyone starts pushing back and saying, hold on, no, we can't do that. It's one of the real challenges of doing this in an effective way.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, every one of these things taken on a micro level has some constituency that defends it and wants it to fulfill its mission, and it makes it very, very difficult to get rid of any of them.
Yeah. So what's, is there a way to deal, I mean, it's a problem that we've been dealing with for a long time.
Yeah, I think it is. It's certainly been around for a long time, and you know,
in the Clinton years, they were lucky that the economy turned around such that the deficit kind of disappeared, so they didn't have to end up dealing with it. But I mean, the phrase was "do more with less" or "better, faster, cheaper" or all those kinds of things,
right.
Where essentially you weren't making any systemic choices about reducing. You weren't cutting programs essentially,
right. And the thing, where the problem comes in, I think, is that not only are there constituencies that favor each of these programs, but when you come right down to it, and this is what happened to the Republicans in 1994 when they took over Congress, was they found out that cutting these things didn't save that much money.
Yeah.
But you would go through all the trouble of cutting some domestic program, and it turns out that really wasn't where the money is. And that's when it becomes like an effort that very few people want to take on.
But
I do think that the climate is unlike anything I've certainly seen in 20 years.
And the interesting thing here is if it's touching the Consumer Product Safety Commission, it's why I think so many people find the DOD case so interesting and so illustrative. They're not talking about cutting money. They're just talking about shifting it around so money can be more directed at the warfighter, the people who are actually on the front lines, and they're getting all sorts of pushback even at that level.
Yeah, it's like if you're proposing to do anything that looks like any kind of expansion of government, that's a real issue.
So the lesson here for government executives, for managers out there, is what always seems to me to be reinforced is it's easier just to press forward and keep doing what you're doing. Don't try and do anything new, and that always seems unfortunate to me.
Yeah, I think that's right. I do think it's you know, the message that's being sent is lay low and don't stick your neck out at this point. Which is sort of unfortunate, but I also think people do need to be realistic about what the climate is like and think about, you know, if you're thinking in terms of new programs, new offices, that's just going to be a very tough sell.
It's tough to make, and it's this is one of these things that, you know, people always compare public and private sector. This is one of the really unique things where you have 435 people up on the Hill who are, anytime you make a decision, are always willing to second guess you.
Yeah, that they're the board of directors, and they're dealing with a constituency that, frankly, it, you know, wants to have its cake and eat it too in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I'm talking there about just American public tends to be, they want their, people want their thing, but they want things to be cut.
It's NIMBY budgeting.
Yes.
Not in my backyard budgeting. Go ahead and cut everyone else where, you know, money goes to everyone else, but I don't want my whatever it happens to be.
Right.
Don't touch that.
And it results in proposals like, you know, the Republican Pledge to America last week with their proposal for a hiring freeze, except in non-security jobs.
Right.
Well, security jobs are just about the only area of federal employment that's grown in 20 years.